the Silent Night Acast. I'm Jake, and with me is Tyler and Andrew.
Hello. I'm British, by the way, just in case you didn't notice.
Yes, he is British. Quick thing, safe means cool or okay. He says that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. For us Americans, you need to know that.
Okay.
Anyway, introducing the show. Show's going to be completely clean, so your mom or your six-year-old brother can listen to it, and it's going to be completely fine. It's going to be bi-weekly, and we're going to be concentrating on the internet. I know, how can we have a clean podcast on the internet? But anyway, the internet, movies, games, music, and generally any sort of media that's interesting whatsoever. Yeah, our outline is going to include going over new media, going over old media, doing a bunch of fillers between them. You know, it should be funny stuff. We're going to do guests on each episode. Next episode is probably going to be Dan Cube, my friend. Check out his website, dancube.net. Shameless plug there. Anyway, and each episode we're going to do a little bit of sketch comedy. Maybe not quite sketch, but it's going to be comedy.
Okay.
So, this should be interesting.
There were so many innuendos I could have just put in there, but I'm going to hold it in.
All right. I can do that.
Anyway, okay, so, Tyler, why don't you introduce yourself and go through your favorite game, movie, and album of all time?
Okay, well, I'm Tyler. My favorite game is Fallout 3.
Good game.
My favorite album, yeah, very good. It's too addicting, though. I've been trying to quit playing it, but I keep coming back to it. My favorite album is by Slipknot. It's called Iowa. It's definitely worth buying if you like heavy metal. My favorite movie is Scarface, rated R. Just if you're 18 and under, do not watch it. Very explicit and graphic.
Or just watch it when your parents aren't around.
That works too.
It works for me. I mean, I haven't seen Scarface, but
you need to see it. It's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so Andrew, what do you think about media. Mentioned here?
Well,
again.
Okay. My name's Andrew, and for my favorite game, I'd like to rewind back to 1998. Half-Life is just game round, defining the RTS drama, like making it popular, making it what it is today. But meanwhile, in the shadows, there's this game called Grim Fandango, which I actually...
Wait, hold on. Did you say Half-Life was RTS?
We can edit that.
Well, you can't say that either, man. All the funny stuff we're going to have to edit out.
Come on, Andrew.
It's an acronym.
Pull yourself together.
Acronym, whatever. Basically...
Acronym.
Okay. Anyway.
An FPS.
Yeah, first-person shooter. You basically go around shooting people, but that's not what I'm talking about. Anyone here ever played a game called Monkey Island? No?
I Wikipedia searched it, and...
I have never heard of it.
Never heard of Monkey Island.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you two are completely illiterate when it comes to gaming. There used to be this noble form of game where... Well, basically... it's set in this strange combination of sort of a film noir 30s sort of Art Deco styled city and a weird sort of, you know, the Mexican idea of the afterlife with all the like skeletons and stuff. But it's
kind of like one of those levels in Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Except I've never played that game.
Except a lot cooler. And what made Grim Fandango stand out was it's got a brilliant storyline, but then again, so do all LucasArts games, and I can't really say the same about all pointy-clicky games, because it's not really true. It's only really LucasArts games that were really that good, but anyway. So, Grim Fandango, great storyline. The voice acting was brilliant, and it was well-written, but what made it stand out was the fact that you didn't just go around clicking stuff and, like, making stuff happen. Because effectively, that sort of thing could just be done by a computer that just like went through clicking everything and then clicking everything else to see what goes together. So basically, they split it up with several interesting little like puzzles. Like there was this one puzzle where you had to crack open a safe or something. And oh god, it's been a long time since I've played it, but you had to crack open a safe and then use the tumblers until they all lined up, which is considerably better than any of the other stuff that you get around in that sort of time. But surprisingly, Grim Fandango did not sell.
No one
bought Grim Fandango, which actually genuinely surprised me when I first found out. I found out on Wikipedia, like, I don't know, a year or so ago. So that's a bit of a shame, and it also killed the entire genre, because it was the masterpiece and basically the best thing that came out of it, and failed. In terms of albums, I was probably going to go and do something like Francis the Mute, but we're thinking of doing that later on in the show, so I'd probably go for Sgt. Pepper's by the Beatles. Everyone knows Sgt. Pepper's, and everyone knows why it's great, so I don't really have that much of a job doing anything.
Yeah.
But
You don't even need to explain it,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, okay.
If you don't know what it is, Wikipedia search, go check it out, yeah. YouTube search.
I'm taking up too much time, and Josh wants to have his share in the limelight, so... Oh, wait, no, Phil.
Josh? Did you just call me Josh?
Jake. Sorry, I'm a little bit... Yeah, 16 is the legal drinking age, so I'm allowed to drink in UK. Anyway.
Wow, 21 is the legal drinking age over here. Yeah, let's not go to the show drunk, thank you.
Okay, I'll try to remember that in future.
Are you drunk right now?
No, tipsy. We'll edit all this stuff out, so I can say whatever I want, can't I? And I'm not going to, though.
Okay.
So, favorite film, 2001. Brilliant film.
Space Odyssey.
Yeah. Trippy ending sequence. It's actually a really weird film when you think about it, and it's actually quite odd when you consider that it's thought of as one of the classic science fiction films. Anyway, on to Silence. Drake. Jake. Josh.
Jake, yeah. Sorry, that's my screen name, Silence.
Josh, yeah. He named the podcast...
Jake, not Josh.
Sorry. There's Dude. Someone I'm talking on...
Three letters.
I'm talking on also. On to Josh.
Anyway. You said it again. Wow.
This is gonna get butchered.
Welcome to Silent Drunk 980 Cast.
Okay, we're just gonna butcher this in Cubase, so it doesn't really matter. Onto.
Oh wow, yeah.
Jake.
Okay, Jake. Okay, so I'm Jake. I'm American. I'm actually sitting in the same room as Tyler right now.
Yay.
Dude, Tyler.
Okay, so.
All right.
Yeah, I'm at his house, so he's the one paying the internet bill. Anyway. Favorite game is gonna be StarCraft. I love that game. It's an old RTS from like 1990s. It's by Blizzard, and it really defined the genre of RTS. It's in space. It's sci-fi stuff. It's a great game.
I think that's what the point of the name is.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much only Korean dudes play it now, but I still advise picking up. You can pick up the entire thing, expansions and all, for $20 at your local GameStop or whatever.
I mean, like, nowadays, real-time strategies are defined by whether they rip off Command & Conquer or StarCraft. So, it's a pretty influential
exactly.
game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, and for my movie, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, again, an R-rated one. This one has some sexual stuff in it, so... You know,
yeah, don't watch this.
Don't see it when your parents are around, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And parents don't see it when your kids are around.
Okay.
It's a weird sort of movie. It's a drama about romantic love, and I know it sounds girly, but it is a fantastic movie. It's a drama about romantic love, and basically the plot line, I'm going to try to explain without spoiling anything, is that it revolves around what would happen if you could erase your memories. And there's this organization or this company that can erase memories. And it centers around that and the idea of romantic love and falling in love again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, deciding to get your memory erased or not. But it's a great movie.
I liked it. It's interesting. It's instead of using sci-fi to, like, kill aliens and stuff, it's about, like, how some sci-fi elements could influence actual drama and actual people, which is quite interesting. Anyway,
wow, I'm taking up even more time than you, Andrew. But I'm like the main host, so I can do that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Oh, album. It would have to be Pablo Honey by Radiohead, which is...
Basically every Muse album, but better.
Radiohead and Muse are... Some of the later Radiohead stuff, like In Rainbows, kind of reminds me of Muse stuff a little bit.
Don't you mean Muse stuff kind of reminds you of In Rainbow.
Pablo Honey isn't like most of the other Radiohead albums. It's not kind of that weird electronic stuff. It's
more.
It's kind of grunge almost. But it's done in such a fantastic way. I love it. It's a great album. I advise going and checking it out.
It does have some of the elements like later Radiohead and also Muse. You know, that sort of falsetto singing and all that.
Oh, well, yeah. I was more thinking about like the instrumental stuff, yeah. You know. But anyway, that's about it. I think I gave my three. Everyone gave their three.
Yeah.
So, to wrap up here, Cody did the theme song that you're going to hear. And Cody, he's Code Barley, or Code Barely, or whatever it is, CodeBarley, on Newgrounds.com. He does audio stuff. Tobu, Tunit, TuneIt, on Newgrounds. He did the theme song that you're about to hear. And that's it. I hope you tune in for the next episode. It'll actually have some actual content instead of us sitting around discussing stuff. This is the Silent Cast. This is Jake.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Luke.